Hi, welcome to PLMA Live. I'm Carol Angrisani, and joining me today is Joel Rampolt, CEO of Lidl US. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So maybe we could start out with, you can talk about how important are supplier relationships to Lidl's continued growth?
Well, we are a private brand company, right? Private brand is the core of what we do, and we can't win on a transactional basis with our suppliers. We need long, consistent supply relationships so that we always know what we're getting, we know what we can count on our suppliers, and we want to invest in those relationships, right? We don't want to be a company that just sets out a specification and conducts an auction and buys based on the bid. We want to build relationships with suppliers so they know they can count on us. If they have to increase their capacity so that they can fulfill our business, they know that it will be worth it in terms of the growth that we're going to give them. So building those relationships is something, frankly, we haven't paid enough attention to in the past few years here in the US, but it's something we're very focused on going forward.
So let's talk about new products and trends for 2026. What can we expect to see from Lidl?
Yeah, so a lot of products that we're seeing coming out are very, first of all, in the pet space, lots of interesting products coming out. We'll be rolling out a new pet private brand globally, which we'll bring to the US. That, I think, is going to be very exciting. It'll be a combination of food and non-food items. We also are seeing tremendous customer response to entertaining type options. One of the most successful things we've done recently was really emphasizing charcuterie in our stores and giving charcuterie its own set, its own physical place in the store. And we'll think that is going to, that sort of item, the items that you may not eat every day, but you'll put out when you have friends over, whether it's a small gathering or a large gathering, those sorts of items are growing rapidly. And of course, and everyone talks about this, but it's still true, high protein. High protein is everywhere. We can't source and put enough high protein products on the shelves to keep up with demand. And we have learned through many of our colleagues in Europe that when we display that segmented, where there's a private high protein section that's clearly marked and the packaging is clear and it's all consistent, it just flies off the shelves. So we think that's going to continue.
Sure, sure. And let's talk about your East Coast expansion and new store openings.
Yeah.
What will we see?
Well, we're going to double down in the markets where we have a good start today. We want to densify in the markets where we're strongest today, and that's Atlanta, it's the Washington, D.C. area, and it's the New York area. We have stores, you know, spread up and down the East Coast, but we're not going to open onesie, twosie stores, even if there's a good location. We want to focus on stores where we already have good density. We want our customers to see our stores multiple times a day as they go to school, as they go to work, as they go about their business. It's part of the heritage of discounting is that the biggest advertising we spend on is the store itself, right? So we want to be, when you're in Atlanta, we want customers to see our stores all the time as they drive around. So you'll see us doubling down on those three markets, Atlanta, DC, and New York, and that's where we're going to grow for the next few years.
Well, thank you for joining us.
Great, thanks for having me.
And thanks for watching PLMA Live. We'll be back soon with another exclusive interview.